what is your name, sir? Okay, we're so long, I believe that's out of order, Mr. Kiwanis, we'll conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Thank you. Mr. Coronado, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir, it's Thomas Joseph Coronado, 323-110.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 20th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead to the hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, Mr. Coronado. So, sir, do you and Mr. Westby solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I do, and at this time, I'm probably wishes to advise the board that on February 1st, 2019, Mr. Coronado pled guilty to charges of possession of dangerous drugs and received 1 year and 6 months and a 22-day time served for felony charges.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Coronado, based on the information that was just provided to us by the Department of Corrections, you have a new felony charge, so this will shorten the hearing, but we do need to get through the first phase before we make our final motion, so I'm going to continue with phase one of this hearing, and it should be short and sweet, so to speak. You're reminded that this hearing is conducted in two phases. Phase one is to determine whether or not you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, with a separate motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Again, this should be a short hearing. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we talk about it. The board members make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in the criminal ways of companies follows. Violation of condition number one is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after release on or about October 30, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're absconded from supervision. Mr. Coronado, is this true or false?
It's true, sir, but can I say something on my behalf?
Yes, sir, you make it quick.
The DOC released me with only $50 on my card to get to Tucson. The shuttle service would only take me as far as Phoenix, and she wanted $62 to get to Tucson. I didn't have $62. So the furthest I could go was Phoenix, and then I got stranded there, and then, you know, everything was downhill from there. So that's all I want to say, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that. I am going to go ahead and make an extended motion here because you have a new felony. So we're going to go through phase one and phase two together. And that is based on Mr. Coronado's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a familiar company. and based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W3261, our discussion with Mr. Coronado, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Coronado was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, not to mention that he has a new felony charge. And that is my motion.
Second.
I say seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, recalled by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Whitmoss, pardon me. Okay, Mr. Coronado, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about June 8, 2019, which is less than 3 months away. That may sound like a long time. Excuse me. I just said that you will be released on or about June 8, 2019. It may sound like it's a long time away, but it is a matter of weeks, so we encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community. I did get ahead of myself because I forgot you have a new felony charged with a new date. What was that date again, sir? I was going with the date that I had written before we were told you had a felony charge, but based on your new felony charge, your date will be recalculated, but then you will be done and free to return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And we wish you a safe remainder of your time inside the Department of Corrections and eventual return to the community. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.